long and healthy life.
What a year 2011 has been. Barbie turned 50, and 500 million of you have downloaded the game Angry Birds, and that's only through October. Probably the number is even bigger. But yet the one thing that has not happened, very, very little legislation coming out of this Congress. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy, happy, happy holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, to you and yours. Hope you're kicking back, listening to the show in style, meaning you're in your Snuggie, or whatever that thing is, that supposedly looks okay. You throw it over your clothes and you can just hang out in it. Sounds like a problem to me. I'm all for the sweatpants and a baseball cap. Let me tell you, that's my comfort zone right there. Baggy sweatshirt, sweatpants, and a baseball cap. Pull back, put that ponytail through there. Boom. You are chilling in my kind of style. All you need is a big lazy boy. Ugh. Well, you might be chilling, but if the Mayan calendar is right, we should be saying our goodbyes or getting ready to say our goodbyes as we kick into the end of the world countdown. Remember, 2012 is the end of the world. I've been hearing that for a very long time, since I was a kid. I remember somebody mentioning that in one of the classes I had, history class or something, and talking about the Mayans. So, in your world, in my world, you've heard this before. The Mayan long count calendar would mark the end of an era that would reset the date to zero and signal the end of humanity. Remember, there was a Christian radio host, Harold Camping, who was just ripped to shreds when his prediction that the world would end twice this year, May 21st and then October 21st, failed to happen. But there have been a lot of doomsday predictions, dire, dire warnings to people about the world coming to an abrupt halt. And that includes the Chinese, Egyptians, Native Americans, even the Irish are into the predicting game of the end of the world. But the Mayan civilization really reached its peak from 300 AD to 900 AD. And there were a lot of people in that culture that had a gift for astronomy. So if it's the end of the world, the countdown is on. It is on right now. That means as soon as we hit the beginning, January 1st on, then you start to, it's just like the Y2K2, right? That whole thing? Y2K? Y2K2 nothing. Y2K. So start to get yourself in that frame of mind. You know what's interesting, though? It just shows you the power of perception. Mexico's tourism is expecting about 52 million visitors by the end of next year, through next year, to the regions where this is heavy, the Mayan culture, which, of course, is the Yucatan area is one of them. Tabasco is another one. All of Mexico usually brings in about 22 million foreigners a year. They are saying more than double because of the end of the Mayan calendar. And many archaeologists argue that the 2012 reference on a 1,300-year-old stone tablet only marks the end of a cycle in a Mayan calendar. But it is an interesting conversation, isn't it, to have? So, be that as it may, we still have to wrap up 2011, and we still have time to do it. We're going to continue to look back at some of the things that made us shake our head or made us smile over the past season. One thing that we're not happy about, most of us, because we're tired of the same old conversation more than anything, I think, is the payroll tax cuts. Here's Congress folks Fitzpatrick and Hoyer talking about, here's both of them actually, adjourning and pretty much just saying adios, muchachas.
The House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. on Friday.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent that we bring up the bill to extend the tax cut for 160 million Americans. As you walk off the floor, Mr. Speaker, you're walking out.
Ooh, yeah. Walking out, that's it. Done. Had to get on record. Both of them had to scream out at one time. Here's what a man running for president, who's in the lead in some polls and in second place in others, Mitt Romney, had to say about the payroll tax cut.
I happen to support the idea of extending the payroll tax holiday. I don't think this is going to change the economy, but it's certainly going to help a lot of people in tough times in this Obama economy. This is the last time to raise taxes.
Wow, the Obama economy, of Obamacare and Obama economy. So Mitt Romney, who is all about fiscal responsibility, according to some of the plans that he has tried to lay out, that's a different twist for him saying, nah, for, you know, we got to have it, got to help bail out the people. Where Ron Paul says, no way, can't do it, can't keep doing this, can't keep taking from Social Security and thinking that somehow you're going to replenish it. I mean, this is the biggest problem. It is like the credit card shuffle. You know you're in trouble when you don't even know where your credit cards are because you have too many credit cards. Have you ever seen people like that? I was in line, this has been a while, but behind a really nice guy because the line was long, so he was kind of chatty. And when he finally got up to the front because he was so chatty, he pulled out his wallet, and I am not kidding you. I think 15 cards fell out, and I thought, I'm not judging, and I hope he's okay, but let's hope that he doesn't have a lot of credit. I just hope he has a lot of credit, but let's hope he doesn't owe a lot to those credit card companies, because to me, they're like the mafia. They're like the legalized mafia, and they will rip you off blind with those with the interest. If you add up your credit cards, and at the end of the year, you've got over 1,000 in interest, something is wrong. Because even if you were in business and you could pay it off, then you wouldn't have that. So Ron Paul's the one guy, he says, forget this whole tax holiday, extending it, no way. He says this would be a big, big mistake because it's the same thing that continues to happen. In fact, Paul says he would cut the federal workforce by 10% and accept a presidential salary of just over $39,000. That's equal to what the average American makes. The president currently makes $400,000. And, of course, the other thing with Ron Paul, who is now second in Iowa in the latest Rasmussen poll, as we get closer to the caucuses, he opposes almost all American military intervention overseas, also says he would save money by ending foreign wars. Think of the money that you would save if you pulled everybody back. Think of the money we're saving now that we're out of Iraq. Where does that all go to? Deficit, deficit. It'll take forever to swing through that $15 trillion. I mean, forever. Sleepy pilots asleep at the wheel. What does it mean to you and me? We're talking about it next.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Ice and snow, you can find them every New Year's on the beach at Kokomo. Aruba,
Santa's coming, Kokomo.
Aruba, Bahamas, I swore I'd never tell where Santa and his helpers catch that winter swell. If you wonder why his nose and cheeks are rosy red. The holidays come round every year, and the Macy's parade brings a whole lot of cheer.
Ah, well, if Santa is going to Kokomo, let's hope that he is flying his own sleigh and he's not hitching a ride with a sleepy pilot. Check this out. The Federal Aviation Administration came up with some new flight rules. You say, oh, good, are we safer? Here's the deal. 3 years ago, pilots that were whipped, exhausted, fatigued, certainly contributed to the Continental flight that crashed near Buffalo, New York. 50 people were killed. So there's been a push to change the rules. They were exhausted. They were making next to nothing. One had another job, and I think they hadn't had any sleep. So the new rules supposedly are going to keep sleepy pilots out of the skies, but not for 2 more years. That's one thing. They now say pilots can serve 10 to 14 hours in flight duty status depending on the time of the day that the status starts and the number of flight segments included. So the outgoing rule allowed a 16-hour workday, so they sliced off 2 hours from that. But the problem is you need, uninterrupted sleep, and that's what they looked at. So if you don't have uninterrupted sleep, it doesn't matter. You got to have at least those 8 hours. And sometimes with these commuter flights, like that Continental flight, they have to get close to the airport. So they have to find a place to crash. And where they're crashing is because of what they're making. They're not getting in some hotel room somewhere. They're crashing in the little pilots area in the airport waiting. So that's not good. I mean, that's not good sleep. Come on. If I'm totally exhausted and I'm sleeping in a chair in the terminal, really, do I want to be flying a plane? So, yeah, there was an attempt here, and maybe the two-hour reduction helped somewhat, but that's still, is it really reducing pilot fatigue? The answer is, I don't think so. Maybe a step in the right direction, but I would say otherwise, no. No. They need to have something with much more bite. However, don't tell that to Ray LaHood as the transportation secretary. He went on and on and on about how this had to happen, that we certainly had an obligation for the people we love.
Making sure that pilots are well-trained and well-rested. Make sure the planes are mechanically okay. That's our obligation to the flying public. These families were unrelenting in their courage that they showed after the tragedy. These families showed unbelievable advocacy and leadership.
All right, so they have, because it's only been a couple of years, and you can imagine the rage somebody feels and, of course, the sense of loss. So good for the families that they're being advocates for the victims, the people they love that were tragically killed in that accident, and they were trying to push for pilot fatigue to put some new rules in place. So loosely, there's some rules that will kick in. The problem is they're just not stringent enough. All right, what would the show be like without peppering in every once in a while a little Roger Madden? Here's Roger Madden on Maccabee.
Isn't it ironic that Christmas, a Christian holiday which celebrates the birth of the Prince of Peace, should share the same season of the year, and this year the very same time of the year, with a Jewish holiday which celebrates a military victory? This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Today is the first day of Hanukkah, when Jews throughout the world celebrate a seminal military victory against the hegemonic Greeks, which occurred 2,200 years ago in a place far away, now called Israel. The Jewish Bible had not yet been written, and the pagan Greeks were attempting to crush this stiff-necked people along with its strange monotheistic religion. Had it done so, neither the Jewish religion nor the Christian religion would be in existence today. It was Judah of Maccabee, born in the town of my namesake, known then as the city of Madun, led the revolt against all odds and won. It is not by inadvertence that the First Amendment of our beloved Constitution mentions the protection of religious worship even before it protects the freedom of speech. Americans know that if you live in a country that allows for its citizens to worship openly and free, it will be a country that allows free in all respects. Today, Jews who proudly serve in the American Armed Forces follow a tradition of defending the freedom to worship as far back as history allows. And those who serve in the military in Israel today defend not only Israel, but peace on earth and goodwill to men as well. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger Madden. Hey, coming up on our next show, what a list of characters we have on. Mike Bonacorsi talking about getting you retirement ready. This is especially important now because of what's happening with people's money, frankly, in the market or when it rolls out, all that kind of stuff. If you had a retirement account and just retired, that kind of stuff. Ben Fuchs also will come on with us. You hear me talk about pharmacist Ben. I like Ben. He's got some great advice on power foods and that kind of stuff, things you can really eat. You know, when people say, well, I have my problem is I need to eat bigger amounts. People say small amounts, and he's got an answer for that. He's got food that you can eat that's actually good and not crazy, crappy things that you can't possibly exist on for the rest of your life. And the Buddha will be in the house. Steve Budin from PickNation.com to analyze the games for us, says there is a slew of games up and down the NFL weekend because Thursday kicks things off and then it goes all the way through till Monday. So the Buddha will break it down for you, maybe give you some good advice that you could use perhaps even for nail the score because he looks at both teams, even if he's looking at it with a line. And it's been an interesting year in the NFL. Very, very tough, actually, to predict a lot of things. You can see a few patterns, But we've seen some crazy upsets along the way, too, so that'll be fun. One of the things that I did over the weekend, I was, you know, I read all kinds of stuff, and some of you may read Parade magazine. If you get the Sunday paper, it's stuck in the middle of it. And, boy, they had some, they had an interesting thing that caught my eye, talking about numbers of things in 2011. And one of the things that they mentioned, just like in a little blurb, said that there were 400 new words that actually are now part of the Oxford English Dictionary. You know what the words are? Cyberbullying, nice. Jeggings, mankini, retweet, sexting, and woot. And they also got rid of old school words like cassette player. Raise your hand if you still have a cassette player. Do you know I still have a cassette player? I found it the other day. It was in my garage. I have a cassette player. Crazy enough, I do. You know what's hard to find, although you can get it at Radio Shack, is the disc players now. I mean, everything, let's face it, everything's about the iPad. Everything's about the tablet. There's so many devices that you can plug into that, whether it's cassette or CD, it really is. It really is old school. I'm one step removed from old school, it seems like, because I'm not all the way back with some of the stuff, but but some of it I certainly am. All right, jeggings. I wonder how many people knew what jeggings was. And all that is it's supposed to look like denim jeans. The J in the name refers to the appearance of the jeans, but also the fact that they're like leggings. That's what it is. Jeggings, leggings. Get it? Oh, so clever. How many people use the word jeggings in their conversation? Not, I can't think of too many people. But there are a lot of people that wear them, so I could be wrong. They're like $48, $36, somewhere in there, and they're leggings that are jeggings. They look like jeans. I think it's an interesting word. We all know what sexting means, but then it's a question of, do you know what a mankini is? And if you know what a mankini is that a good thing? Hey, coming up, our yearly re-racks as we take you back in the history of this show. A stop in New York to talk to some interesting people at the UN. You're going to hear a little bit of that interview, one of the interviews, and also Chris DePasky, who covered the Anthony trial in Florida. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in the...
Cities. They have been braving their lives to help the people. It is a dangerous situation. But yes, the humanitarian assessment team went to see what needs are great, and the, our Organization for Humanitarian Work has been Office of the coordination of the humanitarian work has been on the ground to help the people, particularly in refugee camps or borders where people are fleeing from the conflict zones.
In talking so much here about the humanitarian side and the peacekeepers and whatnot, what is the profile of someone? I mean, what, who are the peacekeepers? Are they people in their 20s and 30s? I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss of, I'm trying to get a description for the people listening as to who those people are. How would you describe them?
We have currently more than 110,000 peacekeepers deployed in 15 places, 15 countries, and many of them are from these country member countries. They are soldiers or civilians or police people, policemen, police women from member states, and countries like India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. They are traditionally the main peace keepers of the United Nations. They are troops, providers of the United Nations peacekeeping forces.
Where do you think, we mentioned some hot spots for two different reasons, but where do you think the greatest need is?
Currently, we see a greater need in Sudan. Southern Sudan has voted for independence, and they are going to have the inauguration of the new country on July the 9th. Mm-hmm. Very soon, in 1 month. But the conflicts still re-erupted, and we need the forces to keep the order, law and order there. Also, we have the operation in Democratic Republic of Congo. We have operations in Sudan, of Darfur of Sudan again. Yes, there are lots of the hot spots in Africa. But not only in Africa, we also have peacekeeping forces in the Middle East and in other places as well.
Do you, in your job, I mean, obviously, because it umbrellas so much and so many different issues, do you find, it's like you're talking here about 15 different places, do you personally have to, will you go and visit, will you do that, as, or are you, you know, is New York ground zero for you and you try to keep here as close to the UN as you can to try to strategize?
Well, I don't, actually. The peacekeeping forces in 15 places
Sure.
have their own communication offices. They have their own spokespersons.
Mm-hmm.
So we coordinate we help each other, but they have their own independent communication units. In most of the United Nations entities, we have the communication officers
on the ground,
ground as well.
And right. So you may go and visit. You might go to the Sudan to see the situation, but it's not a necessity, which is what I assumed, because you're coordinating from from the UN, obviously.
Yeah. We are not a big department, as you might think, because we have just about 750 staff in our department, and 300 officers in our communication centers, information centers, in 63 places in the world.
Did you ever think, I was in looking at your background, you were Japan's ambassador to the UN. You have an amazing resume where you've done a slew of different things. You were the deputy director general of the Japanese Foreign Ministry Multilateral Cooperation Department. That's a mouthful.
Big names.
Exactly. And so, and Kyoto, you were part of that, the conference there. Did you? What led you to the UN?
Well, I have been working for long years in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan, and that's why I have been involved in many UN-related issues like climate change or development and human rights issues. And when the current Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, became Secretary General in 2007, I was lucky to be selected for the current post. It has been a difficult year for the last 4 years, but I'm glad that we have been making some important progress.
It sounds like you like your job, and it sounds like you're out there digging the trenches the best you can, right?
Well, I do whatever I can do, but it is increasingly difficult because we have got to use new technologies. We are using increasingly social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Mm-hmm. I hope that the listeners will look at the United Nations YouTube programs.
There
we
you
have
go.
Very good music programs.
YouTube.
Yes.
Yep.
YouTube. And please join us as our friends on Facebook. And
perfect way to.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Today from an Orlando courtroom. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney and welcome back to America Tonight. Could it be any bigger? Casey Anthony found not guilty of capital murder in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Remember, that was back in 2008. What a long odyssey this has been. Now, she will, of course, face some charges. We're going to talk about that in a second. With Chris O'Donnell, who's been covering this trial from end to end. As you know, she's been joining us every single week here on ATN. A shocking verdict for some. There was actually people that were applauding the jury's acquittal of Casey Anthony for, again, killing her daughter. And there were strong reactions. There doesn't seem to be any gray area in this one. Chris, as always, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it. How are you?
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Good. Yes, you're right. It has been a long, strange odyssey. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I know this is kind of handicapping after the fact, but you and I talked about this, and I honestly think a lot of, just from the journalistic point of view, when you're just, you're watching and recording everything that's going on, I think a lot of people who were in the same shoes as that you were in are very stunned by this, by what the jury decided here. Did you get that initial gut reaction when you heard?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, a lot of people, when they found out I was working on this case, they would ask me the same thing. Well, what do you think? And I said, you know, I honestly don't know what this jury is going to do, but I will tell you, I honestly never thought that they would come back with a not guilty verdict. You know, I figured at least, at the very least, they would come back with a lesser degree of manslaughter, aggravated child abuse. But I really did not see that coming. I just thought, you know, they would find her guilty of something. They would not let her walk out scot-free, but that's indeed what happened. She's facing 4 counts of lying to officers, but those are a year apiece at the most. She's already served 3 years. The judge is going to see her again on Thursday, and she could walk out of that courtroom.
Wow, really? So you're saying, in telling us about those other charges that she was found guilty of, the lying part of it, she could literally just walk free, right?
She could. It depends on what the judge does, but each of those 4 counts is a year, up to a year, and she would get credit for time served. Now, that's 4 counts. You can do the math. She's already served 3 years, so if the judge lessens any of those counts, she could literally walk out.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, was wondering what was going to be the reaction from Casey Anthony and her family. And, of course, people weren't there. You weren't there. You weren't inside that courtroom. But we now see the familiar photo. You mentioned this, and a lot of other people said the same thing, that the one clear-cut distinction about her, especially when her father was testifying, is that she didn't really show any emotion. Well, boy, the floodgates opened. There was a lot of emotion from Casey Anthony, and you could see it in the photographs that were released.
Sure.
You were probably a little surprised by that, too. I was kind of surprised. I mean, obviously, she's not going to jail, so you understand no matter what, she's going to probably have some kind of facial recognition of that. But it was a pretty big, I think, an emotional moment for her, don't you think it was?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, she has shown some emotion throughout this trial, but I think it's just, you know, the pressure building up and everything just coming to a head. And, you know, she's had to sit on that stand for 6 weeks. She was clearly coached by the defense. She had to be very careful with her emotions. And at this point, it didn't matter. Once that that jury verdict was read, she could finally let it all hang out, so to speak.
Yeah. What do you think the defense team, I know, same thing. I mean, of course, we're all reading into the defense, but they had to be elated. Baez had to be beside himself.
They were, you know, doing a little celebrating afterwards, although I don't know if it's an occasion that you really want to celebrate. But, I, you know, it's interesting to see how the town here is just going to react in general, Kate, because, you know, I can honestly say that the Anthonys, and Casey in particular, are not the most popular people here in Orlando. And, you know, the Anthony family issued a statement through their attorney saying, while we disagree with the defense theory about what happened, we believe this is a fair, you know, this is a fair verdict. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out for all these individuals, for Jose Baez and the Anthony family, and obviously certainly Casey, because I can honestly say they're not the most beloved people in this community.
Yeah, and somebody asked me this question earlier. They sent me an email here on ATN. They sent it to our website about, well, can they try her again? And the answer is no.
No,
right?
No, they cannot.
That's it.
No, that would be double jeopardy. No, they cannot try her again. They, you know, they can convict her on these four counts of lying to police, but that's it. Now, again, you know, she does walk scot-free, but, you know, she's pretty much a pariah in this community. So where she goes from here, you know, is anybody's guess. So she is a six-time convicted felon because she was convicted on those check fraud charges as well. So she still is a felon. She's just not a felon, have been convicted for the murder in connection with the murder of her daughter.
Yeah. You saw this, you know, in day after day and all the testimony and the defense and the prosecution. We talked about the defense and imagining who knows what's in store for Baez, but of course, like you said, you're not really celebrating, but in a sense, it's about wins and losses. The prosecution has to be devastated by this. You watch the way they put on their case. Do you think that they just have to feel deflated? Almost people are comparing it to Marsha Clark and her team in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, well, Jeff Ashton is retiring as of the end of this week.
Wow.
He is retiring from the prosecutor's office after 30 years in the prosecutor's office. You know, if you looked at this case and you watched it day in and day out, Kate, like I had and so many other people have, the prosecution really threw everything out there that they had. I mean, I think they presented 6 weeks and a mountain of evidence that proved that she had the motive, the means, and the access, more so than anybody else in Kaylee's life. And, you know, I think they did, just from watching it, I think they did a tremendous job and presenting all the evidence. And Jeff Ashton is no stranger to novel scientific evidence. He was one of the first people in the country to use DNA evidence and use it successfully in a court of law. So I think a lot of people, including the prosecution, is just kind of scratching their heads saying, what on earth happened? And unfortunately, we don't know at this moment because the jurors are not talking. They may down the road, I don't know, their names have not been released, only two alternates, the names of two alternates have been released, or we have found out about them, but they weren't in the deliberation. I think they and a lot of other people are kind of left scratching their head, like what else could we have done? Again, it was a huge circumstantial case, but a lot of murder cases are circumstantial. It's because the body was so badly decayed and wasn't found for 6 months that they really had no DNA evidence from which to draw. So I would think that they are just, very obviously they don't agree with the verdict. But, you know, one of the fallouts of this is Jeff Ashton is retiring.
Yeah.
And he will do so by the end of the week.
Wow, that's big news. And for the jury, I was surprised because sometimes they will speak to the media, but they were asked and they decided not to do that, huh?
Exactly. There was going to be a press conference following. None of these jurors wanted to talk. Our station and all the other stations were instructed to last week put together letters to them asking them if they would do media interviews, and none of them have decided at this point to do so.
Wow.
But again, you know, Kate, I was so surprised again at the swiftness of the decision. I mean, less than 12 hours, the deliberated case has been going on for 6 weeks. A mountain of evidence. I mean, even when you and I talked, I'm trying to remember all the things that were presented because this case was so complicated. And I think that's what a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads and wondering, well, what were they exactly thinking? How did they arrive at this decision? And I think people will continue to do that until we actually hear from one of these jurors.
Yeah, an attorney said to me today, boy, you know, when you second guess the jury, it's an interesting thing to do, and you just never know. And it's a shame they didn't speak to the media in a way. And what he suggested to me is, he said they probably even made up their minds up before the final arguments because of the swiftness, as you say, of it, and the fact that they must have worked together in this, and it was boom, bang, boom, and it was over. I was stunned, and everybody is scurrying. You know, you've been out there. You've talked about we keep calling it the Casey Circus, what a circus it's been. And everybody and their brother is headed to Orlando because a lot of the networks were caught off guard. They didn't expect one this quickly, and they didn't expect this verdict, did they?
No. I think everybody was caught off guard, and it is somewhat reminiscent, I think, of the O.J. trial. I think, they deliberated 4 hours? I mean, I know it's going a ways back now, but I think that, again, was, you know, another surprise situation, and everybody's caught flat-footed, like, wait, what? What just happened? You know, I expected them to deliberate for a number of days, and I think a lot of people felt that way just because there was so much to go through. So, it's, again, you know, unfortunately, only those individuals know, and they're not talking right now.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, this vacuum through which people can speculate and, you know, they can have all the ideas in the world, but in the end, those 12 people are the only ones who really know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thursday should be interesting. I think there'll be a lot of media there, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Chris O'Donnell, as always, thanks. We appreciate it. She's been covering, of course, the Casey Anthony trial, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Thank you.
All right, Kate, you're very welcome.